Hello and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. This week, we are taking our first listener suggestion from listeners that live in a beautiful country I've wanted to visit for a long time.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi Olivia, my name is Ariadne and I have a little brother named George. We call him Mr. Snacks sometimes. I live in Athens, Greece. My mommy is from the United States and has taught us English. I am 6 years old. We listen to your show on our drive to school in the morning with our mommy. We loved learning about dolphins, clouds, and nails. I would love to learn more about my favorite animal, flamingos, or my favorite planet, Saturn. Why do flamingos stand on one leg? Have a good day and thank you. From Ariadne of Athens, Greece.
Thank you so much for sending us this beautiful email. We can't wait to get curious about flamingos for Ariadne.
I also want to thank Ariadne's mom for sending over a YouTube video of a lady pronouncing Ariadne's name to help us out.
She must have heard how you messed up the names of a few Australian cities last year.
That's totally possible. We also love the nickname for George, Mr. Snacks. He must have that nickname because he loves eating snacks.
I also love snacks. My family should call me Miss Snacks.
If Olivia had her way, her whole diet would probably consist of snacks. Let's get curious about flamingos for Ariadne and Mr. Snacks. This episode is going to be so much fun because flamingos are really interesting. I learned so many fascinating facts about flamingos while researching for this episode that I can't wait to share. Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, do flamingos fly?
Ooh, I like that question. Even if you don't know the answer, you still have a 50% chance of getting the answer right. Do you think flamingos can fly? While you are figuring it out, let's learn about flamingos.
The word flamingo comes from Latin and Spanish. In Latin, the word flama means flame. And in Spanish, the word flamenca means flame-colored.
And the name flamingo is probably derived from the word flame because of the unique color of flamingos. Flamingos are well known for their pinkish color.
They are also known for having long legs and a long, curvy neck.
They look a lot different from all other birds. Not all flamingos are pink. They can be red, they can be orange, and they can even be white. Most flamingos are a beautiful shade of pink, and there is a really interesting explanation for the color. Flamingos are usually a bright pink because of the food that they eat.
Are you serious? That means that flamingos really are what they eat?
You could say that. When flamingos are born, they are actually gray. They turn pink because of the food that they eat. Flamingos love feasting on algae, larvae, and brine shrimp. Those foods are very rich in a pigment called beta-carotene that is a red-orange color.
Flamingos are also very tall and light birds. Adult flamingos can be as tall as 5 feet.
And even though they are that tall, they only weigh between 4 and 8 pounds. That's because their long, thin legs are longer than their bodies.
Flamingos' legs bend backwards in the middle. That bending joint is actually the flamingo's ankle, not its knee.
Isn't that strange? A flamingo's ankle is in the middle of its leg, and it bends the leg backwards. Flamingos do have knees, but the knees are high up on the leg and are usually not visible through the flamingo's feathers.
Flamingos live in lagoons and mudflats, or other places with shallow water. That's where they are able to find lots of food they love.
They are also very social birds and love being part of a large group. Often, flamingos will spend time in large groups of thousands of birds. It would be hard to find a single flamingo by itself, or even just a couple of flamingos spending time alone. A flock of flamingos can be called many things, including a colony, a regiment, or, my personal favorite, a flamboyance.
Most flamingos can be found in Africa and South America, but wherever they are, they will always be close to shallow water.
It's in the shallow water where they can find all their yummy food. The way flamingos eat is really interesting because they don't have teeth. First, they stir mud with their feet. Then, they scoop mud and water up with their beaks.
Then they separate the animals from the mud and water by discarding the mud in the water.
They do that by straining their food from the mud. If you've ever prepared pasta or seen someone prepare pasta, once the pasta is boiled in water, the pasta and water are poured into something called a strainer. In the strainer, the water exits through holes in the strainer so that only pasta remains inside the strainer. The flamingo does something similar in its beak. When it's eating, it picks up its food, along with mud and water, then it filters the food out of the muddy water, getting rid of the muddy water, so that only the food remains. They do all of this with their heads upside down. It's really fun to watch.
Ariadne wanted to know why flamingos stand on one foot.
Nobody's really sure why they stand on one foot. One popular theory is that they do it to conserve body heat. In other words, the water they are standing in might be cold, so they lift one leg closer to their bodies to warm it up while they stand on the other leg. A study was done at our local zoo, the Philadelphia Zoo. They noticed that flamingos spend more time on two legs during warm weather and on one leg in colder weather. It turns out that flamingos spend lots of time, hours every day, standing on one leg, whether they are standing in warm water or cold water.
They are able to stand on one leg with no effort. Flamingos are able to sleep while standing on one leg.
It's incredible considering how thin their legs are. Most humans are only capable of standing on one leg for a few seconds at a time, but flamingos seem just as comfortable, or even more comfortable, standing on one leg instead of two. Okay, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. Do flamingos fly?
Flamingos can totally fly. They are very good flyers.
Flamingos can fly fast. They can fly high. And they can fly far. They can reach speeds of about 35 miles per hour, or almost 60 kilometers per hour. They also fly sky high, usually higher than 10,000 feet, or 3,000 meters up.
It's hard to see a flamingo flying because they fly so high and because their pink color isn't easy to spot in the sky from far away.
Flamingos take off by flapping their wings really quickly and then running to pick up speed, kind of like an airplane on a runway.
If you were able to see a flamingo fly, you would see that their feathers under their wings, which are also called flight feathers, are black. And when flamingos fly, they keep their long legs and long necks stretched out and don't tuck them in like other flying birds.
Flamingos are really unlike any other bird. That's why they belong to their own family, called Phenicopteridae. That's spelled Phenicopteridae. That's a 16-letter word, and a tough one to say. Even though many people would probably think that flamingos are closely related to birds like chickens, turkeys, or peacocks, their closest relative is actually the grebe. And a grebe looks absolutely nothing like a flamingo. Flamingos are beautiful, one-of-a-kind birds. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 153, on flamingos. One more thing before we go. Tomorrow is my daddy's birthday. I want to wish my daddy a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. That means so much to me. Tomorrow, on September 6th, I turn 40 years old. That's really exciting. Can't wait to celebrate with my family. Great job, Olivia, and great job, Ariadne and Mr. George Snacks, for the high-flying topic suggestion. Now that the season finale is just 3 weeks away, it's a great time to remind you that you have only 1 week left to send in questions for the season finale. If you want to know something about Olivia, myself, or the Curious Kid podcast, send in your questions today so we can answer them in the season finale. You can send them by email to CuriousKidPodcast@gmail.com or by voicemail by calling 856-425-2324. We can't wait to answer all your questions. Next week, we will get curious about bubbles for listeners in the Philippines and in Madison, Wisconsin. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.